even in the worst time of your life, when you don't see any way out, God is still there with you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When you're going through a dark time in life, you can feel very isolated, both from other people and from God too. But the truth is that God is right there with you, making the way for you to make it through. That doesn't mean your whole life will be sunshine and rainbows, but it does mean you can share your pain with him and he can guide you through it. Let's talk about that some more with The Dark Chapters by Cindy Lee. Are you going through a really difficult time? Do you wonder if there's a way out? Perhaps you're overwhelmed with grief, anger, or frustration. When we're in the middle of painful situations, it can seem like they're never ending. Will the hurt ever pass? Is this it? Am I trapped like this forever? We may ask ourselves, who can help me? Why doesn't anyone understand? These questions are totally natural when we're going through an intense season. Everyone has what I call the dark chapters in their lives. Some last hours, days, weeks, or even years. It can be excruciating, but all is not lost. The world we live in has been broken by sin, and with it comes imperfection, failures, and trials. But we don't suffer alone. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally, more than anyone can comprehend. Read about that in Ephesians 3:19. He sent His Son Jesus to be God with us, like Matthew 1:23 says. Jesus lived as a human, and He personally understands all the hurts and sorrows of life. Jesus willingly died on the cross for our sins and rose again, so everyone who trusts in Him can become God's child. In every dark chapter, we can know that Jesus is with us, and we can look forward to the day He will return and make all things new and whole. Even when we think God is far away, He is with us, guiding us. And like Romans 8:28 says, He can bring good even out of terrible situations. Just look at the Bible. So many people went through incredible personal challenges. But in the midst of the dark chapters of our lives, God invites us to cry out to Him and honestly lament our pain. That's why we have so many amazing lament psalms written by people like King David. Time and time again, God meets His people with His compassionate love and brings hope, even to situations that seem hopeless. So, if you are currently struggling, remember that these moments will not last forever. They are episodes, chapters, life segments, but not the whole picture. Let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. What kinds of difficult things have you gone through? How have you seen God bring hope? Are you in a dark chapter right now? In addition to talking to God, who can you be honest with about what you're experiencing? Now, if you are in danger, tell a trusted adult right away. Do you know anyone who's going through a difficult chapter in their life right now? How could you come alongside them today, perhaps through prayer, listening, or helping them directly? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 8:18, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 13:1-6, Psalm 37:23-24, and 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you want to read your Bible more? Well, we have an opportunity to help you do just that. We're hosting a Teen Summer Reading Challenge, and it just got started at the beginning of June. So head over to unlocked.org/summer to sign up. And yes, there will be prizes. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How your life here on earth is just a prologue to your story. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.